You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Scour this forecast for later in the week. I'm seeing a high temperature that has a minus in front of it. That's the high.
The high for Denver on Thursday is -1. And they're already talking this morning about wind chills. They say wind chills easily at -20. And in some areas, -50 is what they're saying. So Thursday's going to suck.
What a way to lead up into the Christmas weekend,
huh? You just thought you were going to lower your Excel bill somehow. Heat's going to be running nonstop.
And yet by Monday, it'll be 50 again, a week from today. So,
yeah,
pretty crazy. This is the storm that they're talking about. We were talking, I think, on Friday about how parts of Montana and North Dakota, not wind chill, just regular temperatures, they think might be 40 below zero.
Yeah, it's going to be cold. It'll be very cold. But no white Christmas is what they're saying, too. It'll be nice on Christmas.
I'm looking at, Christmas Day, sunny and 48 for the Mile High City.
Yep. It'll be pretty if you're traveling around.
People go traveling around. They've, for all of the blended families that have to go to various households.
Yeah.
At least they'll be able to get around on Christmas Day, so that's good. Speaking of Christmas, I went to see It's a Wonderful Life on the big screen yesterday. It's an annual tradition for me. There's only been, I think in the last 10 years, there might be 2 years where I didn't watch it during the Christmas season. I totally pull a Jeremy and I do a routine.
Mm-hmm.
But this time it was on the big screen. It was at a theater. And I went by myself. Gretchen was like, I'm not going to go see that. So I went by myself, got my popcorn, sat there. And I always talk about how that movie is one of the two or three movies that I'm guaranteed to cry at the end every time.
Yeah.
And for some reason, it was worse yesterday in the theater.
Huh.
Because normally it's just at the end where the telegram is read, and then the brother comes in and says, to my big brother, George Bailey, the richest man in town. But during the entire scene, I just had tears coming down my face, and there were women sitting on either side of me.
They're like, oh, God.
Right. And so I have got my napkin from, the popcorn that I was eating, and I am trying to unobtrusively just kind of reach
dab.
Up and just dab. Because I feel like such an idiot. But then I was like, I can't help it. Now, this was a special showing in the theater. So they had a guy from, Turner Classic Movies or something like that, who does a little introduction on the screen first. Or he talks about the movie and when it was made and, little fun facts about it. But then when the movie was over, he comes back on again and he talks again. And the very first words out of his mouth at the end, he goes, if you don't cry at the end of that movie, you have no heart.
You're like, that's me.
And I want to raise my
hand.
It's
me.
I totally have a heart.
Face still glistening because there's got butter on your face now.
Yeah, and I sat there for an extra minute just to let everybody else wander out so I didn't look like a complete fool.
Compose yourself and,
I can't help it. That movie makes me cry, and I've seen it so many times, and I still cry at the end.
That's adorable. It really is. It's cute. It's cute.
It's just so sweet.
I will have to watch it. I haven't seen that movie in 100 years, so I got to watch it.
So you
I
got to
watch it. Maybe I'll cry. I don't know. I cry at things.
When I was standing in line to get popcorn, my God, is popcorn expensive at a movie theater? Holy crap. But when I was standing, that almost made me cry when they said what I was going to pay for the popcorn. There's two people standing in line behind me, probably late 20s, early 30s, two women. And they had to obviously be seeing the same movie that I was going to be seeing in a few minutes because they're in line behind me. And one of them goes, is it true this movie's so old it's in black and white?
Yep. Like, what did you bring us to?
Yeah, I wanted to turn around and go, yes, it's in black and white.
It sure
and that
is.
Doesn't matter. It's about the story. It's the story.
Right.
The message. Anyway, what did you do this
week?
Did
you even say what movie it was?
Do what?
Did you say what movie it even was during this whole conversation?
Life. Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember.
I think I said It's a Wonderful Life.
Like during this whole thing, I'm like, did he say the movie? Let's see. What did we do this weekend?
People should be able to figure it out anyway. Black and white, Christmas
is
I cry.
Something with the Three Stooges. I don't know. Friday, we piled up the 10 of us into the old family SUV, and we went through the Bandimere lights. They put on a big light display up at Bandimere's that you actually drive your car through for like 15 minutes, set to music and everything. It was great. It was a lot of fun. It's per car load, so we piled as many people as we could into the car. and went through it, and the kids loved it. So that's that was pretty fun. Saturday night, my parents actually watched the kids so we could actually go out and finish up our Christmas shopping and then come back to the house and try to get some things wrapped. So that was nice. And then yesterday was awesome because we went to a surprise party, which I think you know my thoughts on surprise parties, but it was at Maggiano's. It was some friends of ours who booked a private room at Maggiano's, and it was jam-packed with a bunch of people, fully catered, open bar, and I was like, this is one surprise party that I am going to.
Like a birthday party?
It was a birthday party, yeah, yeah.
Wow. And, whose party was that?
It's one of our neighbors down the street. She was having a big, big birthday, and about a month ago, her husband came rolling up in his car, and you know, he's like, hey, we're throwing this party. You want to come? I was like, where's it at? And he's like, Maggiano's. I was like, yes.
I'm in.
I'm so in. So
it
was
lasagna?
Dude, there was chicken parm, calamari, salads, salmon, tiramisu, chocolate cake, and multiple other dishes. It was really well done. So it was a really, really good night last night.
Party of the year.
And then real quick, I made a little change over the weekend. I'm surprised you haven't said anything, although it's kind of, the lighting's a little weird in here, but as I get closer to the camera, see if you can see my change. I don't know if you can tell.
A little bit of shaving?
No, I don't know if you can see the color of my hair.
You colored your hair?
I colored my hair this weekend. It's a little darker. What do you think about that?
You colored your hair to get rid of the gray?
Yeah, I did. I did.
I'm going to give you crap I know! For 10 years.
The two or three sports guys already this morning, they're like, what'd you do to your hair? For my birthday in November, my mom got me a bag of gifts, and one of the little joke gifts inside was a little box of Just for Men. She's like, ha-ha, you know, cover up your gray, ha-ha. Well, this weekend, I was looking at myself in the mirror in the bathroom. I was like, oh, why the hell not? So I did it, and I put it in, and it turned out pretty good. It really looks good. Although it's darkened a little bit over the past couple days. It got a little darker than what the box said.
You colored your hair.
But yeah, I colored my hair. Took a couple years off, I think. Dude, it was looking gray.
Well, so what?
I like it. I like it a lot. So yeah, so let the crap come. Come on. All day.